House of Threats. This week, drama in the air.
I can't see, Bill. I can't see.
What's the matter, Lyle? What's the matter?
Like, my eyes. My eyes.
Lyle, listen. Listen to me. I'm going to hit the shelf, Bill. I'm going to hit the
shelf. No, hold it.
Don't jump. Don't jump.
Give us another round, Joe.
Okay, Lieutenant. Ray Croak's coming up.
Say, Lyle. Did you ever hear the one about the man who dropped his gun on the front line?
All right, go ahead, Bill. Get it off your chest.
How about you, Mr. Fisher? You United Press correspondents usually hear everything.
Let's hear it, Bill.
Well, sir, this private drops his gun and beats it back towards the rear, see, when his sergeant grabs him and says, "Where you think you're going, bud?" And the private says he's gone back where there ain't so many bullets. And the sergeant says, "Look, son, the bullet that hits you's got your name written all over it. If you duck, the bullet's gonna duck, see?" Well, the private squints one eye at the sergeant and says, "Listen, Sarge," he says, "I ain't worried about the bullet that's got my name on it. I'm worried about the ones that say, 'To whom it may concern.' There's too damn many of them."
Say, look, you boys better drink up. You're due off on another mission in 2 minutes.
That's right. Thanks, Joe. Come on, finish up your coke, Bill. We better go to the briefing room.
Here's how, Mr. Disher.
Mud in your eye, Bill.
Come on, Bill. Another day, another Jerry.
Okay. So long, Mr. Disher.
So long, Bill. Good luck, Lyle.
Hey, you know, Mr. Disher, the way those boys carry on, you'd never think they'd risk their necks in a Mustang every blooming day over Germany.
That's war, Joe.
Yeah. Yeah, that's war, all right, Mr. Disher. That's war. Mr. Disher, they're off again.
That's right, Joe. All we've got to do is to wait till they come back.
Yeah. Me, a bartender, and you, a newspaper man. Sweating it out.
That's right.
Ah, hello, Captain Tracy.
Hello, Joe. Oh, hiya, Disher.
Hi.
Hunting for news? United Press is always looking for news, Captain. Drink?
Thanks.
Rye highball, Joe.
Rye highball coming up.
Well, Disher, the boys are on their way again. Yeah, Joe and I were just talking about them.
Say, how would you like to cover the mission from the monitor room?
Suits me fine, Captain.
We'll be over the targets any minute now. It'll give you a pretty good picture of what's going on.
I'd like nothing better.
Okay, drink up.
Right.
How's it going down there, Lyle, old boy?
Fit as a fiddle, Billy. We'll be over the target soon. You better contact headquarters, huh?
Not yet. We got plenty of time. Besides, we want to surprise those Jerrys.
Yeah, we'll surprise them, all right. We'll surprise them.
And this, Mr. Disher, is our monitor control room. I've wanted to see this for a long time, Captain. The squadron should be over the targets any moment now. I'll try them again, Sergeant.
Red X calling Black Cat. Red X calling Black Cat.
That's them. This is Black Cat. Go ahead.
Over the targets. Over the targets.
Enemy flag opening up. Baby's coming up fast.
Come on, gang. Dive into him.
What do you mean about baby, man? Enemy fighters, Disher. Enemy fighters. Boy, they're really pouring it on.
Hey, close one, Bill. Boy, Lyle, give it to him.
It's strange to be listening to a fight going on hundreds of miles away.
I know, but you get used to it. You can't help, but at least you can hear what's going on.
Black Cat to Red X. Black Cat to Red X.
This is Red X. Go ahead, Black Cat.
How do things look?
Heavy flak. Plenty babies. Watch it, Lyle.
Black Cat to Red X. Black Cat to...
Red X,
I can't, Bill.
He's hit, Captain.
Lyle. Lyle. I can't see, Bill. I can't see.
What's the matter, Lyle? What's the matter?
My eyes.
Lyle, listen. Listen to me.
I'm going to hit the silk, Bill. I'm going to hit the silk.
No, hold it. Don't jump.
Fool. Black Cat, the Red X. Bail out. Bail out.
I can't bail out. My canopy's jammed tight. I can't bail out.
Lyle. I'm right above you. Can you see me?
Can't see anything. My eyes.
Steady, Lyle. Steady with the stick. You hear me?
What's he going to do?
Listen.
Now listen carefully. Lyle, listen carefully.
Yeah. Go ahead, Bill.
We're going to make it back. You understand? Stay in there. Now, keep your feet steady on the rudder bars. Steady with the stick. Remember, I'm right above you.
Okay. Yeah? Rudder bars, steady. Stick steady.
As long as you can feel loud, you're okay. Keep it up.
You hear that, Captain? He's flying blind.
He'll never make it. Unbelievable.
He's got to make it. Come on, Lyle. Come on, boy. Come on.
Well, here you are, Sarge. Scotch and soda.
Seen Leo Disher around, Joe?
The United Press guy?
Yeah, that's right.
Sure. He and the captain are monitoring the flight.
Hey, fellas. Something's going on in the monitoring room. Come on.
Amazing, Disher. They're still up.
Yeah.
But can they make it, Captain?
I don't know.
Listen.
Easy now. Easy. A little on the left rudder. Okay, Bill. Good boy. How you feel, kid?
My eyes, Bill. I can't see.
You're losing altitude, Lyle. Pull it up a little.
Pull it up, Lyle.
Keep going, boy. Stay with them.
You're okay now, boy. Can you tell your altitude?
I guess so. When I go down, I feel lighter. When I go up, I feel heavier.
Good boy. Just remember that and you'll be okay. Red X to Black Cat. Red X to Black Cat.
This is Black Cat. Red X, go ahead.
We're well over the channel. I'm going to try to talk him in.
Okay, Bill. Watch him. You've got to get him across the channel.
Doing the best I can, Captain. Steady with your right rudder. Steady.
Getting tired, Bill. My eyes, they're burning me.
Got a stick, Lyle. We'll soon be home.
Sergeant.
Yes, sir?
Get the mechanics ready and call an ambulance.
Yes, sir.
And hurry.
Red X and Black Cat. Red X and Black Cat.
Go ahead, Red X.
We're coming in soon. Everything's set.
All set. Come ahead.
All right, Lyle. You're just about home now.
I'll never make it, Bill. I can't see. Don't you understand?
Sure, I understand. But you will make it. You're going to land that plane of yours, eyes or no eyes. You understand?
It's no use, Bill.
Remember, I'm flying right above you. Just do what I say and you'll be okay. All set?
All set.
Okay. Lower your flaps.
Okay.
Cut your speed. Drop your landing gear.
They're coming in, Disher. They're coming in.
He's making it. He's making it.
Cut your motors, Lyle.
I can't make it, Bill. I can't make it.
You're all set, Lyle. I'm flying right above you. Now. Straighten out. Steady. There. Steady.
Oh, Lord, if you ever did help a guy, help Lyle Wright.
Now level off. You're coming in.
Come on, Disher. Let's go out in the field.
Right.
The captain and I stood there on the field as the blinded pilot came in fast. We watched breathlessly as his plane kissed the surface of the field, bounced, then settled and taxied smoothly to a halt. He made it! Mechanics were already rushing to Lieutenant Lyle Wright's craft as Lieutenant Bill Stockton cut his own landing short, jumped from his Mustang, and ran over to the pilot whose life he had saved.
You did it, Lyle. You did it.
It was you, Bill. It was your eyes.
Thanks, pal. Thanks.
That's the heartwarming story of how Lieutenant Lyle Wright, using the eyes of his pal, Lieutenant Bill Stockton, flew home blind from Germany. They took Lyle to a hospital, where I later learned he would recover some of his sight. A wonderful ending to a wonderful story.
Like Leo Disher, United Press correspondents the world over are covering the battlefronts, giving you an intimate humanized picture of the men in uniform and a stark insight on the enemy behind the lines. Daily, the United Press correspondents record exciting stories of bravery and daring. We will bring you another thrilling story of these soldiers of the press soon. Be sure to listen. Listen to United Press News on the air. Look for United Press dispatches in your favorite newspaper. They are your guarantee of the world's best coverage of the world's biggest news.